Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
I had this idea more than 20 years ago. And now there's...
This is the worst idea I've ever heard of. And I don't understand why you or anybody else would think this up.
Well, because I wanted to make some money. And now there are 11,000 people on the waiting list for this.
There's got to be a better way to make money than this. There's got to be.
I don't know they come any easier than this. Anyway, I was working in a sub shop. It was called the Sub Shack. And I said to my boss, and this was when I was paying my way through school. So I'm like late teens, early 20s. And I'm like, dude, you want an idea that's going to make $1 million in the submarine. It's going to transform the submarine sandwich making business. You put bikini clad women behind the counter to make the subs. And then the women in the room are like, whoa, what about us? I'm like, okay, then put the Chippendales guy, with a little bow tie and no shirts on behind the counter.
You want people to be
subs.
Naked sandwich makers.
Basically, yes. Well, I wasn't going fully naked.
Subway artists, sans shirts.
It was, exactly. They were going to be shirtless for the men or bikinis for the women.
Okay.
And my boss is like, no, the public health regulations and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
and
the
naked
health
people
code,
around
the
food.
Health code violations
okay.
In and of itself are just enough to turn your stomach.
That's fine. So I gave up on the dream right there. I thought, damn it, there goes another $1 million idea out the window until now. Welcome to London, England, where there is now an all naked restaurant.
Okay.
You can strip down completely to dine in a setting with simple decor, lighting, and menu items. The idea is to experience true liberation, says the founder. 11,000 people are on the waiting list for reservations.
So
I was 20 years ahead of my time.
Yeah, but in your way, it was just kind of like a strip bar without the booze. Like the people making the sandwiches were naked, whether they be girls in bikinis or guys in whatever. But in this case, everybody who even eats at the place has to be naked too.
Yes, this is my idea. Plus, they've added to it clearly.
I think that's only fair. Are the waitresses and waiters naked too? The cooks naked? Because you're gonna get, if you're making some duck l'orange and you fry that breast up, you're gonna get sizzly.
How do you mean fry that breast up? Exactly?
Fry the duck breast
right.
For duck l'orange.
Okay. Yeah.
Keep. What is wrong with your brain this morning?
Well, I'm just wondering. We're in an all naked restaurant.
Cow.
That's all.
You can't. You're gonna cook food naked. You're going to get burnt.
I think this idea is strictly for the guests.
So just for the patrons.
The guests,
but that's weird. Then the person who comes to your table has clothes on, but the person sitting at the table does not?
Yeah, that would be a little bit
also,
odd.
Also, I hope the chairs are vinyl.
I know,
or leather,
right?
Like wipeable. Gross.
No,
I'm going to
use
my Lysol wipes on those chairs every 5 seconds. Ew.
I wouldn't want the servers to be... to be naked.
Why?
Because, their nether regions are pretty much sitting right on your table.
In your face.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not,
gross.
No.
Gross.
You order a hot dog, you might not get the right hot dog.
Oh,
come
Polly.
On. What do you got to be that
what
way for?
No, that's true, Polly. It's valid. I don't want to put my naked parts directly somewhere where someone else, like a stranger's naked parts were like 5 minutes ago. I don't want to do that.
Can we just get back to the important point here?
What?
My idea was ripped off. I'll bet you it was my former boss that started this.
Why?
Moved out of Canada, went to England.
How come every idea that you say is a million idea and a dollar idea involves you and a bunch of naked people?
Listen, I'm
the
just...
last one was suds with studs.
Studs with studs.
Studs with studs.
Tell
that
me...
was naked men cleaning your house.
Tell me you wouldn't like that.
Well, they wouldn't do it right anyway.
Yeah,
they'd
fine.
Miss a spot.
So you'd watch them miss every one of the spots, would you not?
No, not really.
I don't believe that.
You think that? Okay.
Well, I think that a lot of people would do that. Yes.
I think they already have that, don't they? I don't know. Anyway, back to the point at hand. Why do all of your ideas involve naked people?
Because sex
providing a service.
Sex
service
sells.
Obviously.
Well, and look, I told that was my exact pitch. Boss said it'll never happen. Well, guess what? 20 years later, they're doing it, and 11,000 people are on the waiting list.
I can't wait to hear your next brilliant idea.
I'm already working on
it. I'm not going to wear any clothes, though, for it, because obviously we have a theme here.
There you go.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.